Greater Portland's new FM at 100.5
WLOB FM Portland.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ray Richardson with your main news morning on the LOB Lobster Network.
It is 7:40, News Talk WLOB. You're listening to the Lobster Radio Network. You're listening also to 100.5. My son Connor is texting me from Russia. He's going to be on with us at 8:08, which I'm excited about. He was sending photos this morning, I think it was. You know, the time difference is different, but he was in the celebration. Princess Anne of Great Britain was there, and so he's going to tell us all about
that. He's in Baileyville over there, right?
Baileyville, yeah, yes, right, yes, good. Absolutely.
Got it.
Bill Diamond is here. You recognize that voice. He's here almost every Wednesday when he's not out celebrating something important.
Yes.
And joining us on the line, the governor of the great state of Maine, Paul LePage. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Ray.
Thanks for being on this morning. Always good to talk with you. Let's, you know, the governor's a lot to talk about. By the way, to our affiliates, we will not take a break during this segment. We're just going to go straight to the top of the hour. So let's drop back 4 or 5 days and rehash something that's been hashed and rehashed and double hashed and triple hashed. What happened from your perspective? Let's start there.
Well, what happened is I was coming through from my office. I believe I was heading to lunch, or maybe I was just heading out of going to a meeting or something, and a reporter stuck Mike in my face, and he says, "What's your reaction being called a racist?" I said, "A racist? Who called me a racist?" And, you know, and to clarify a little bit, you can call me anything in the world, but a racist is clearly not one of them. I mean, we've taken in some people in our home. We are supporting families in other countries. We spent to the detriment and to a high cost to my family of helping others, and it was really offensive.
And we know that that's a hot button for you because right out of the gate when you became governor, there was a controversy over people calling you a racist.
Yeah, and guess what happens? I took the bait, and the more I study the case and the more that my office has been looking into it, Mr. Gattin may have said race. He may have said some word referencing racism, but whether he said it or not, I'll find out this morning because we're going to talk.
You and he are going to meet at the State House, right?
Yes, we're meeting this morning.
Nice. So let me ask you a couple questions here. You sent him a voicemail that I know you regret. We've talked about it several times. And frankly, your voicemail is not defensible because of the language used. But it has been introduced into the public lexicon by a Republican senator that you might be suffering from substance abuse. Is there any truth to that at all? Do you have a substance abuse problem?
No, sir.
Drinking, drugs, anything?
No.
Do you need to go into rehab for any of that? Is this something your family's tried to intervene with?
No. That's never even been a conversation with my family.
Okay.
Never.
The second thing that the Republican Center introduced was that you might be suffering from mental illness. Is there any issue there?
I don't know how to answer that, Ray. I think to some degree, everybody could call anybody else mentally ill if you don't agree with them.
Right. So I realize that racism and racist are their buzzwords for me. I'm a Southern white boy whose great-great-grandfather used to own slaves. I've dealt with that all my life. I get that's a trigger. But you were really angry. Why, was that really just what it was?
I was the most angry. I was so angry, and it's never happened to me to this point where I couldn't breathe. I was so angry. I've been through a divorce. I've lost people in my very close people in my life. I've been accused of a lot of things. I've had to fight through different things. And I've always been in business. There've been some very tough situation when you're a workout artist, a workout consultant, and Never have I experienced somebody putting a mic in my face and calling me a racist right there, and they're just absolutely melted. I melted.
When you made the call, Governor, was there anybody else around? Is it something you decided to do instantly on your own, or how did that go?
It was about an hour later. I was so angry. I did it. I just did it. Picked up my cell, and I did it.
All right, so let me ask you this.
And frankly, I had to look up who Drew Gittin was because I didn't know who he was.
And as you know, I've said to you before, nobody knew who he was either, other than the friendly confines of Westbrook. We like him in Westbrook, but nobody else knew, so you elevated him to national status. Put all that aside. So correct me if I'm wrong about the timeline, because, you know, there's been a lot of speculation. You were at the state capitol. The incident happened where the reporter said someone's saying you're racist or full of racism or whatever.
Yeah. And I asked him, and I says, who's calling me a racist? He said, a legislature called you a racist. I said, who called me a racist? And he gave it right up.
So,
I mean, which was somewhat surprising, because usually they'll say, I'm not going to give up my source. But he gave it right up. And
right.
That should have triggered me right away, and it didn't.
So obviously that upset you.
Yeah.
So I know from experience, in fact, I've even ridden with you before, I know that'll upset the Democrats in the state, but the EPU requires you to ride from the Blaine House to the State House, which is literally across the street, and then from the State House to the Blaine House. Did you make that call while you're on that ride?
No, I made the call after I got here to the Blaine House.
Okay.